Hi, and welcome back to Conversations with Chrissy, Maryland MBA's podcast to talk about all issues transportation related. Today's episode is about the important issue of school bus safety, how drivers, pedestrians, and buses can all stay safe on our roads. Joining us is Crystal Ryan, the 2024 Harford County General Education Bus Driver of the Year. Crystal has been driving school bus Route 519 for 6 years, serving students from Edgewood High, Edgewood Middle, and Old Post Road Elementary School. Crystal, thank you so much for being here. Congratulations on the award, and thank you for what you do. It's so important. Thank you very much. So before we jump into the topic, tell us how you became a school bus driver and where that passion comes from.
It didn't start as a passion. I worked overnights at a hotel. I was a hotel auditor for about 11 years. I kind of hated it, and I needed something else. And a friend of my husband's was like, hey, you should try this. And I'm like, okay, why not? Give it a shot. I honestly didn't think it was going to go anywhere. I didn't think I'd be able to pull it off. But now it's the best job ever, and I wouldn't give it up for anything.
That's awesome. What are your favorite things about being a school bus driver?
The kids. It's an automatic. It's like one big happy family on that bus, and it's just amazing.
Well, I just want to reiterate how important school bus drivers are. My nephew River, we live in Harford County, and Miss Carrie is his school bus driver, and I cannot tell you the times that she has made sure he got safely off the bus and just cared about him, really. It's such an important role, and you feel like they're part of the family. And so I know you do that for the kids on your bus and the parents and family members, so thank you for that. It's really important, and thank you, Miss Carrie. We appreciate you. So school bus safety is such an important part of what you do, the safety aspect of it, right? Talk about what that means. It's an important responsibility, having all those children on your bus, getting them safely to and from their home or the bus stop. Talk a little bit about what that means.
You're paying attention to the road, paying attention to the kids, paying attention to the pedestrians on the side of the street, the dog walking out in the middle of the street. You're constantly having to move your head on a swivel all day long. You want to do the best absolutely possible. So it's why we try to get with the community every year, constantly throughout the year, and remind them of the rules of the road and trying to keep as many kids and buses safe as possible throughout the time.
I feel like you must be the ultimate multitasker, right? Because you are constantly looking out for different things, making sure everybody is safe, not only on the bus, but outside and around the bus.
It's your mind is constantly moving all day long. Your eyes are constantly moving. You can't just sit there and drive like you would in your car, like pop the radio on and drive down the road. You can't do that because, you know, little kids are behind you screaming your name, and, you know, all the people on the road are honking their horns and they're trying to get around. And it's just a big thing all day long. It's amazing.
That's wonderful. So as we talk about the new school year starting, I think it's even more important to emphasize those safety messages because we all get in our routines. People are away during the summer. So talk a little bit about that, the beginning of the year, and how that's a challenge. Kids may be new to school, new to school buses. They're getting acclimated. I'm sure there's more challenges at the beginning of the year than maybe towards the end.
Especially with the new kids coming on the bus. We do programs throughout the summer trying to introduce children, especially small children, into what it is like being on the bus and the bus rules and how to focus on that. We spend a lot of time with social media out there reiterating the rules to the parents and to the people on the street and how to work with us so that we can work with them. And, I mean, we don't want to hold you up any longer than you have to be. So the faster we get done, the faster you can move, and it works out really well. So the beginning of the year it's the first month is always, you know, going over the rules with the students, conversing with parents, and even with the schools, trying to make sure everything is matching and everybody's on the same page. I know a lot of the schools do what's called boot camp, and they practice a good week or so on school bus rules, and they send, you know, informative things out to the parents and so on and so forth. It's pretty crazy the first month, but it definitely does make a difference if it's done well and done quickly.
Yeah, it's always exciting and a little scary for kids to go back to school, for everybody, I think, for kids and parents. And so that comes to you on the bus and making sure they're remembering those safety reminders when they're probably in a hurry and their minds are on other things. So that's so great. I know we talk about technology a lot at the MBA and MDOT and how we're using technology to make people safer. I wonder if you can talk about technology in the school bus.
We do have cameras on the inside of our school bus as well as cameras on the outside of our school bus. They do make a big difference when it comes to traffic issues or even issues on the bus. We were using a unit called Synovia for a while there with tracking GPS and students on the bus. I know that they're gearing up to go into something different this coming year or so. We're not sure as drivers where we are quite yet. But I know that the cameras that they put on the outside of the bus did a big, big thing this year with ticketing people that were passing buses, which caused, I think we had over 5,000 tickets were issued this year.
It's a lot of tickets and students in dangerous situations. More importantly, that's really why the citations were issued.
The more advanced the world gets, I think the better we're getting keeping up with that. And it does make a difference and helps situations that were a little sketchy to begin with, so to speak, get a little more clear, and helps with student behaviors as well as handling the situation on the street.
No, that's great to hear that technology is helping. You talked a little bit about those citations which are issued when drivers are passing when they're supposed to be stopping, because you have that stop sign visible to them. Can you talk about other important rules that drivers should think about, whether it's stopping or loading and unloading students?
When we're at a stop, your stop sign is out, but there are off-road stops as well, and we're going to pull over under the stop, and we're not going to use our stop signs. We don't use our lights in those situations. I would add, just be cautious if you see a bus on the side of the road. I mean, if you see any vehicle on the side of the road, you should definitely be cautious, but, just be cautious as you're driving past the bus because you don't know if somebody's going to run out. It could happen. It's very rare, but it could happen, and it just can't hurt to be extra vigilant while you're driving. When we're unloading and loading at schools, we also don't have our lights on in there, but there are parents that are tended to be in a hurry. They want to drop their kids and go, and that can also cause an issue because you can't guarantee that a child is not going to run around to see their little friend, and it's not going to happen. So we ask that just when you're seeing a school bus and it's stopped, just slow down, take your time, look around, pay attention. Just as you would with any other vehicle.
Right. That's a great general message. And certainly we have the move over law in Maryland. So if there's any vehicle stopped, you should be moving over. But even more important when children are involved, obviously. Can you talk about myths or misconceptions maybe about school bus safety that you might hear from drivers who are not familiar, have never been behind the wheel of a school bus, and maybe what they think about the vehicle?
I mean, most people, when they think of a school bus driver, they think of as a driver. Like, I'm just driving a bus, but I'm not just driving the bus. I'm driving, 60-some children behind me, and that is a lot going on at once. They don't really realize all of the stuff that we have to do on the inside, and they think, why should I stop? Why should I slow down? They should be focusing on the road, but at that moment, I couldn't focus on the road because little Tommy, fell down on the seat or something silly like that. And so, I mean, they kind of think we're just supposed to drive. Right. And that's not the job. That's not what you sign up for when you get behind the wheel of a school bus.
Really important point. We talk about distractions all the time. We talk about people in the back seat being a distraction. So imagine just having a few kids in the back seat versus 60 in your bus. So very, very understandable in terms of those kind of distractions. And I guess the same things that we always talk about in terms of blind spots on larger vehicles, we also want drivers to be aware of that as well with buses and passing, right?
Yes.
How about folks who have to walk a little bit to a bus stop? I'm sure you encounter that where you've got students and maybe parents or other siblings walking to and from that bus stop, other reminders that might be important.
You definitely want to make sure that you're getting to your stop 5 minutes before your actual pickup time. You don't want to be running for the bus because you might get into that blind spot. We're not going to see you, especially in the morning when it's dark. Mm-hmm. It's difficult. You definitely want to make sure that you're out there 5 minutes earlier so that you're set and we see you and you're good to go, so you're not running out towards us. if you're driving in a car, you're coming with a parent in a vehicle, you want to make sure that the vehicle is pulled back and away from the stop, because again, you can't guarantee that your brakes aren't going to snap at that moment or something silly like that's going to happen. Just to be safe, you're going to want to keep the car back and away from the bus and keep perfectly still until our lights and stop signs are pulled all the way in and off and we're onto the road. Don't try to beat the bus, you know, take your time.
A great reminder, too, about, you know, it's light out now when you're picking up, when you're dropping off, but unfortunately that won't be soon and it won't be true soon. And so we want to make sure that we're in the dark. It's even harder to see, especially little ones. So it's a great reminder. We also think about those who may have some physical challenges who rely on bus service. Can you talk about what safety needs we should be even more aware of for those who, you know, might be in wheelchairs or have other mobility issues? But who need that school bus? It's critical for them to get to school.
I don't personally drive an SE bus, but I do know that it does take them a little longer to board and to release the students. And I know that they also stop at like a lot of individual homes, mm-hmm. in courts, in communities where you wouldn't normally see a bus. So it You have to give them a little bit more time. If you happen to be in a community where you see a SE bus more often than not, then you might want to pay attention to how you're parking and make sure that there's plenty of room for the bus to move through where you are. Just be a little bit more considerate of the situation. There can also be difficulties with children boarding the bus. They might not want to go that day. Mm-hmm. They might be having a bad day and that could take a little longer. So if you happen to be behind an SE bus, then I would recommend just relaxing for a minute. Mm-hmm. You know, take a second and take a beat. Just give them a minute to get on there. They're going to do the best they can to move, and that's all you can hope for, really.
That's a good reminder to everybody. And you talked a little earlier about parents and guardians being that, you know, additional safety enforcement. So what would you recommend for parents who are getting their kids ready to school for school in terms of school bus safety?
There are school rules for the school buses. It's listed on the HCPS site. There are 16 full school rules. I would recommend going over those rules with your children, especially when they're little, maybe even practicing how to sit on a bus, how to board the bus, making sure that they are aware that holding the rails and making sure that they communicate with their driver if there's an issue, and not to be afraid to speak up if they have a problem. Definitely like practicing and working with your kids and backing up the situations when it comes to the rules. If you find that your child is doing this problem, then work with them at home and make it work. If we work as a big family, then we work together, then things don't go wrong.
That sounds great. Modeling that behavior, I think, is a great idea. So they know what to expect. And it all starts young. We talk about that in terms of safety. And frankly, you're modeling driver behavior just like their parents are, right? And so reinforcing that on both ends is so critical. I wonder if you could share any stories of how behavior maybe helped in a situation in terms of a student pointing out something, either letting you know about another student who might be having a challenge or an issue on the bus like that.
A couple of students with disabilities on the bus. Other students are also aware of the issue. We work as a community on the bus. We are a big family. And we have a bad day bag. Mm-hmm. It's got little trinkets, little things the kids keep on board, little stuffies, little squishies, aww, things like that. So if they have a bad day, they know that they can grab the bad day bag. And if more often than not, another student will say, this person had a bad day. Mm-hmm. And they'll tell me in advance. We give them a little space and they're good to go. But I do have a couple of students who are just extra, extra, extra. And they're like, can I get you tissues? Are you sad? Can I do this? Can I do that? And they work differently on the bus than they do at home. Mm-hmm. On the bus, they're like, that's my little sibling, or that's my aunt or my uncle or something. Mm-hmm. It's family to them, so they treat them that way. And they go the extra mile when they've had a bad day.
I think we all could use a bad day bag sometimes, right? I definitely know I could sometimes. So that I love that. And the caring for each other, it goes beyond. It's really wonderful. And, you know, it's a safe place for folks to go, for kids to go after school, where maybe they're sharing some things that they might not even feel comfortable sharing at home, but they can have that outlet. So I think that's really wonderful. Talk about how do you foster respect on a bus. I know we all have these images of the school bus out of control and you know, kids talking and laughing. I mean, it could be a fun environment, but I can see how it easily can be unruly, especially as kids get older. So how do you keep that respect?
I have, we have the 16 bus rules, but I focus on three. We stay seated in our assigned seats. So we keep our body parts to ourselves and inside the bus, and we respect. And there are four things that we respect. We respect the bus because this is your bus. You need to take care of it. We respect the driver because she's here to help you. Mm-hmm. We respect each other because if you work together, things go well. And more importantly, you respect yourself mm-hmm. at the very top. We focus on those three rules all year round. That's just how I work. I make sure that my kids know that I am there for them no matter what. I walk the bus. I don't just sit behind the wheel. Yeah. In between, especially in the afternoon when they're boarding, because they all board like one at a time here and there. So I walk the bus. I talk to them. I communicate with them. I go to concerts. I go to plays. Anything they invite me to, I do my best to get there. Mm-hmm. So I try to keep them in the family fold all day long, every day. It's not just on the bus and then I walk away, and they know that. So. Because I give them that respect, they give it back. It's just that simple.
That's great. We think about beautiful, nice day, but there's also those other conditions that you have to have the bus out in. I know it's not always easy, whether it's rain, whether it's a thunderstorm, snow, or even fog. If school's not shut down, you guys are out there in dangerous conditions. Talk a little bit about that. Talk about what you think about, and then more importantly, probably what the driver who's in another vehicle should be thinking about relative to the school bus.
We focus on taking our time. Mm-hmm. We might be getting to a stop at 7:30 every day, but on a rainy day, we're going to get there at 7:32. We're going to take it a little slower. We're going to board a little slower, make sure that everybody's there and everybody's safe. We try not to rush through it. Most parents are pretty good about it. Most drivers understand it. There are a few that are going to be stubborn. It's just how it works. But they should definitely, especially, you know, in heavy rain, stuff like that, you can't see mm-hmm. regularly when you're driving through that. We can't see at all. So slow down, let us slow down, and then pay attention extra more to the fact that we're stopping or slowing down, because there might be a reason why. And a lot of times we'll use our hazard lights. We're trying to show you there's a problem up ahead. There's a problem here. There's a problem there. Pay attention to that, because it could save your life in the end. We've had drivers that, you know, see a stud car, you know, blow a tire suddenly, and then they throw on their hazards. The other drivers see it. They slow down. That one driver that didn't see it now ran over it and now has a busted tire. You know, open your eyes just a little bit wider when the weather is bad, just like you should anyway.
Right.
And slow down and relax. We all were going to get to the same spot just a little bit later.
That's right. A little bit. Great recommendations. And the reality is the kids might be scared, right? If it's a bad storm or snowy, they might be excited. Who knows? But that's a whole other challenge that you're navigating inside the bus in addition to the challenges outside the bus, I'm sure. We're talking about emergencies. You talked about flat tire, whether it's outside the bus or even the bus. Talk about that, handling emergencies and what you do in preparation for that, for yourself as well as for the kids on the bus.
Depending on the emergency, if it's like a mechanical issue, it's not something you really can prepare for, but we do have like a contingency plan, like, you know, like a safe place where you can pull over. You're constantly looking for that when you're on a run. You want to keep everyone calm, and we have, you know, we have flare boxes and we have first aid kits and we have all of those extra things on the bus. For emergencies at all times, the big thing is just trying to keep everybody as calm as possible, finding a safe place to be, and then contacting for help. Mm-hmm. A lot of times they'll send you another bus or whatever in a mechanical issue. Weather, things like that, that might cause a thing. It's a little bit more different. Again, you're still looking for places that you can pull over or places that you can pull the children into safely. And in the event of, like, you know, a tornado or a hurricane or something, we've had a couple of, like, you know, tornado watches where they've mm-hmm. pulled us from the road and mm-hmm. and you're just looking for options. You do it throughout your day, all day long. It's always in the back of your mind, like, I could go to this grocery store and take all the kids in here. You know, you plan out for stuff as much as you can and then kind of go with it.
That's great. Have you ever had to put one of those plans in action?
I had a mechanical issue very early on with a bus. We were on, I think, 95 or 895, one of the big roads. And when you're on a trip, more than likely you stay together as a group. Mm-hmm. So I was able to stay with the group. We were able to transfer the children to another bus and to parent vehicles that were following behind us and get the bus picked up. They brought me a new one, and on we went. So I caught up with them, and everybody was calm. Everybody was relaxed. We did have adults on board. They were helping to keep everybody calm and relaxed, coming up with ideas. Mm-hmm. We worked together to make it easy. But I haven't had any other real big issues. Thank
goodness. Well, that's good. We'll hope for no more, but that planning certainly is good so that everybody's ready in case it does happen. What advice would you have for a new school bus driver? So thinking back, what do you wish that you knew in terms of making safety a priority in the school bus?
I mean, we do have new drivers that are starting at our lot this year, and I think I've said it to them a couple of times already, just go with your gut. Mm-hmm. 9 times out of 10, what you're thinking is probably right. It's probably safe. And to remember that not every day is going to be a good day. Mm. Start every day fresh. And to just make sure that, you know, when you're doing your pre-trip trip before you take those kids out, you're going the extra mile, you're doing the extra looking. When you're doing your post-trip, you're double-checking and triple-checking before you leave that lot. Make sure that you're not leaving a kid behind.
That sounds like good advice, not just for new drivers, but good advice for life. So thanks for that. Anything else that you'd like to share with our listeners in terms of school bus safety as a community, things that we should be thinking about and reminding ourselves of?
We do our pre-trips every morning. We do our post-trips every afternoon. We are doing whatever we possibly can to keep your kids safe.
Those are great reminders. And I just want to clarify, because I know sometimes people ask, when do I have to stop for the school bus, right? Unless there is a physical barrier, you must stop for a school bus, even on the other side of the road. So important reminder there. We're trying to dispel any confusion. You can go to zero-smd.gov if you want more information on visuals for that. But simple message is that unless there's a physical barrier, you must stop on both sides of the road.
Correct.
Thank you again, Crystal. It's been an incredibly helpful conversation as we hope to start off for a very safe and happy school year. I can tell that all your students are incredibly lucky to have you as their school bus driver, that you're not only a mentor for them in driving the school bus safely, but also in just being there for them and supporting them. We thank you. We thank all the school bus drivers who are out there doing the hard work. It is so important. And I just want to reiterate to everybody the rules of the road in terms of when it's appropriate to stop. Unless there's a physical barrier, you should always stop for a school bus. Doesn't matter if you're on the opposite side of the road or traveling in the same direction. Unless there's a physical barrier, please stop. You can go to zero-smd.gov for more information and visuals on that. But we just encourage everybody. We want our children to get home safely. We want our school bus drivers to be safe, and we want you to be safe on the road. So please slow down, avoid those distractions, and remember to always stop for school buses. Thank you so much, and have a wonderful day.